just want to thank God first for this opportunity, for letting me bring the word of God. From Bruce, God bless you, brother. Thank you. And I know God is going to speak today. Since I got here, I can feel the Holy Spirit, and I'm ready to preach. If you're ready to hear preaching, I'm ready to preach. Amen. How many of you are ready to hear the word of God? Amen. Let's open our Bibles to, let me put my water here. Let's open our Bibles to Acts 1. I mean, if you got a Bible, or put it up there. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. First, I'm going to pray. Father God, I just want to thank you, Father. Father, just thank you for everything, Father. And I just pray that everything I speak, everything I say that comes out of my mouth, it is you, not me, Father. I just pray that everybody here listening to your word, that they receive it. And I rebuke and I bind everything that's trying to disturb us, Father. And thank you, Father. And we welcome Holy Spirit. I know you're the one that's going to speak today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to read Acts 1. I'm going to read 4 to 8. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Bible says like this. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witness to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. Amen. So right here, Jesus said, you know, wait. He talked to him before he ascended to heaven. And he knew that disciples couldn't do nothing without Jesus. But he said, you know what? I'm going to send you somebody that's going to help you. Because when we try to do something without the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to fail. Because Jesus said, well, you cannot do nothing without me. And you can see that. You can see a lot of people try to do something for God. But when you don't have the Holy Spirit backing you up, you ain't going to do it. You got to have that power, the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Bruce was saying last week. He was saying that God wants us filled up with power because he wants to do something with us. A lot of people just come to church and just want to sit down. No, God doesn't want that. He wants the body of Christ to get up. And the only way you're going to get up is you got to be filled of the power. That power that God gives you, something that you don't understand, is something that just falls. I don't know how it does, but he does it for real. I am so quiet, but when I get up here, I'm a different person. Because it is not me. Who is it? The Holy Spirit. And when I'm like at work, everybody's like, you're quiet. But when they see me preaching, wow, you're a different person. What's that? What happened? It's not me, you know, it's the Holy Spirit. When he wants to talk, he's going to talk. He's going to speak. And sometimes he speaks hard, and sometimes he speaks with loving care. But he loves you. And sometimes when he talks, you know, hard, it's because he loves you. And he wants to correct you like a parent does to his kids. It can always be love, love. No, you got to show him who's the authority. And you got to tell them, don't do this, do this, and do that. That's the same the Holy Spirit is. So he's trying to speak to us today. He said, we as a church, we need to be filled with that power. And when we get that power, believe me, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, he said, where the Spirit, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. How many here are free? How many here are free? Amen. I mean, believe me, I wasn't free. I was bound for many years. But when God set me free, I said, nobody's going to stop me no more. And sometimes, you know, people used to tell me, why do you jump? Why do you run? Why you do this and that? I said, you don't know, because I'm free. I'm not bound to Satan no more. I'm not bound to drugs, alcohol like he had me before. Now I got freedom, freedom to praise him, freedom to preach his word, freedom to witness to people. freedom to raise my hand and praise Him. I've been to churches, they're afraid to raise their hand and praise God. They're looking at if somebody, no matter who's looking at you, if they don't want to praise God, you praise God. You lift your hands. You say, you know what, God, I'm going to praise you. I am free. But if you start looking around, they're going to say something. No, don't look. Just praise Him with all your heart. That's what God wants. But the enemy put things in your mind that they're going to say you're crazy. If you jump, if you yell, if you say amen. No, you just say what you feel in here. Because that means you're free. But like I said, I've been places they can't even praise God. They can't even, they're bound, spiritually bound. I mean, the Bible said that when we accept Jesus, we get sealed with the Holy Spirit. But being sealed is different than receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism. Amen? Because Jesus said, you shall receive power. We got to receive it. There's a lot of Christians that haven't received that power yet. And believe me, the Holy Spirit is waiting for you and for me to receive that power. And He's right here right now. I came in here and He said, I've been here waiting. How many people are going to receive me today? Receive that power. We are, like I said, we all been sealed already, but there's something different. There's a power that is waiting to take control of you. We've seen that. I'm going to read, I think it's, but before that, I'm going to read Acts 2, 1 and 2. It says like this in Jesus' name. It says, when the day of the Pentecost has fully come, there were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as if a rushing mighty wind, and they filled the whole house where they were sitting. And you know, we got to be one accord. We got to be together. In order for the Holy Spirit to move, we as a church got to be together, even as a nation. But you see this today, the nation is all crazy right now. Going one over here, one over there. No, we got to be together. If we're going to defeat the enemy, we got to be together. Not only the church, but it starts in the family. The family got to be together. That's why do you think the devil tries so hard to destroy families, to destroy churches? Because he knows when we're one accord, God will move in a mighty way. Amen. So you see a lot of division and all that, that's not right. The devil will, that's what he's trying to do, destroy families, destroy the church, destroy our nation. He is doing it. But we as the Christians, we got to get up and fight back. Amen. That's why God is talking to us today. He says, I want you to get so full of power. You know the name power comes out of the word dynamite. That's where they got the word dynamite from, that power. And we got to be like a walking dynamite. Amen. What do they use dynamites to make holes, to knock walls down? And we as Christians, we got to be so full of dynamite that when the devil puts a wall, a barrier, we just explode and knock them down. Because believe me, the devil puts traps in all of us. If you're a son, a daughter of God, he don't want you to do the work of God. He's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop me. But that's why God is telling us today, we need to be every day. Because when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not just one day. You got to refill every day. Every day you got to refill, refill, refill. Amen? It's not, I'm full of the Holy Spirit today. No, tomorrow I got to do it again. And the other day, we got to do it again and again and again. We as Christians, we need to do that. It's not a one thing only. No, we got to refill every day. But as Christians, like I said, we need the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of Christians that have heard about the Holy Spirit, but they have never encountered the Holy Spirit. And believe me, when you encounter the Holy Spirit, it is something so beautiful. It blows your mind. And I have a little testimony. It happened to me. I was in prison. I know, I don't know who was here, but I had a testimony. I was in prison for 5 years. That's why I met Chris. And I remember the first couple months they sent me to Racine. And when I got there, my mom passed away. And I was a mama boy. I was still living with my mom, and you know, I was bad. But anyway, you know, mothers never give up on their kids. And I remember every day I used to, you know, I used to stay in the basement, go upstairs with my mom, midnight, whatever, she'd be sleeping, praying. And she'd like, come on, get up, go to sleep, because she had cancer. And she'd like, and one day, it was on, I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you? I'm praying for you. I fell asleep praying for you. I said, one day you're going to be up there preaching. One day God is going to change you. And I didn't know how is God gonna change a drug addict, a gang member, everything? How can he change me? But she knew the power of the Holy Spirit. She knew who she served. Amen. But anyways, as I went to prison, like not even 7 months there, I got there, my mom passed away. And when my mom passed away, she was my everything. I wasn't married. I just had my mom. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go crazy. And only if you've been in prison, you know what they do to people who when somebody passes away, if you don't take control, they'll take all your clothes and tie you up. Because people try to hurt themselves. But I got the phone call. And they knew that all the guards were there, and they said, you're going to be all right? I said, yeah, just give me a moment. I got to go in my room. And I got in my knees, and a lot of things were going through my mind. And I said, God, I mean, the devil wanted to attack me because I was a young Christian. And I wanted to just take off running because I can hear, you're never going to see her again. You're never going to see her. You know, a lot of things in my mind. But then I heard another voice. He said, get on your knees and pray. So as I got there, my knees, I was crying like, why? Why did you take her? Because I was there, literally, I felt somebody walk in there and hug me. He hugged me. And I wanted to open my eyes so bad. But he said, no. He goes, I am here with you. Don't be afraid. He goes, she is not suffering no more. She is with me now. And he said, peace. And he went, whew. Man, that peace just blew me away. I got up like, wow. Like, it was so real, for real. I got out that room. Everybody just looking at me like, whoa, what happened to you? Because I went in there with a broken heart. I came back like, he said, some of my friends said, you look like you've seen a ghost or something. I said, yeah, I seen the Holy Ghost. I said, yeah, that's what I had encountered. Since then, my life's never been the same, for real. Because I know that there is a God. And that's why I say we need to have an encounter for real, because God is real. And that's not the only time. A couple, like two more times, he had come, and, you know, when I really, really needed it, he comes in there and he gives me that hug, because the Bible says he's our comforter. He's our helper. How many here needs help? Everybody, right? We need help one way or the other. The Bible said he will send a helper. He's the comforter. He comforted you when you're going, when there's no way out, when your heart is broken, he's right there. But you got to believe and receive it. And he's here right now. Believe me, every time we come to church, he's already here. And he's asking, let me see who really wants me and who really is going to take me home to work. Because, we as Christians, we're good at church. But how do we act at work? How do we act out there? Amen. God wants you to be Christians here. He wants you to be a Christian everywhere you go. He said you got to be witness in Jerusalem and Samaria and to the ends of the world. When he says Jerusalem, that means locally, in our house, everywhere we go. Amen. Samaria means that, you know, different people, different races. And to the end of the world, that's national, everywhere. You know, but we as Christians, sometimes we act Christians here, but we're somebody out there. Somebody way different. But believe me, when you're full of the power of the Holy Spirit, you're a Christian here and everywhere you go. Amen? Because everywhere you go, like I said, when I go to work, people are like, man, don't you talk about something else? All you got to talk about, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's all to talk about. That's all, because that's all I'm full of Jesus. Amen. I don't want to work with you because you're going to tell me about Jesus again. What else do you want me to tell you? I mean, people get mad, you know, when you go to work all happy. Why are you so happy all the time? Because I am free. I'm not the same person I used to be. Amen. They don't understand us. They don't know why we are so happy. And that happened one time, and somebody said, that girl's got to be acting. She can't be that happy all the time. I say, hello, she can. If you have Jesus, amen. The world doesn't know. They think we're actors. You know, we are happy. All joy. No, we have problems. But we got somebody that takes care of them, amen. We give them to Jesus. He said, bring me all your burdens, and I will give you rest. But that's another subject. But anyways, the power of the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. And he wants to, maybe one day you used to do this for God. You were in fire and all this, but now nothing no more. He said, I want to refill you today. I want to refill my church so much that wherever they go, they're going to be like the disciples. I'm going to read that part too. Wherever they went, what happened? There were, with a shadow of Peter, people got healed and all that. But I'm going to read Acts 5, 12 to 16. Amen. Amen. It says like this. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were among the people. And there were always one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. So they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them in beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passes by might and fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities in Jerusalem, bringing the sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Amen. That was beautiful. Everywhere the apostles went, there was a outbreak of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere they went, people got healed. Wouldn't it be nice to see that today? Because we still serve the same God. He still does everything. God hasn't stopped doing it. Who stopped it? We did. I was thinking, when I was studying this, I'm like, when did it stop? When did it stop? When did the church stop doing this? And God said, I haven't stopped. The church stopped believing. They start putting other things before me. And when you put other things before the Lord, you're putting them back, and he can't do the same miracles. He can't use you. Now, like, God, I know he was speaking to me too. Don't you remember when you were in fire for me? Don't you remember that all you wanted to do is witness to people? Don't you? When did it stop? When did it stop? And I was thinking, when? He said, when you put other things before. Other things. And this doesn't got to be a sin. Other people, there's a lot of things. We put our job, we put a lot of other things before God. And when you do that, you stop the flow. You stop the flow of the Holy Spirit. And today, in this world, we have so much technology. We have all kinds of things that keep us busy, and we forget to connect to Jesus. We forget to connect to the Holy Spirit. And that's why there's a lot of powerless Christians. Amen. But God wants power Christians. Amen. Power Christians, they're full of dynamite. That wherever they go, you can go to the hospitals and you're just walking and people are getting healed. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Amen. Where you walk where the homeless or drug addicts are and they just, boom. Get up. I mean, that would be so nice to see that. And God said, I can still do it. I can still, and I want to do it. But my church needs to get filled with power again. And the power's here. All you got to do is receive it. ask him, you know what, Lord, I want that power. I want that power he's talking about. Maybe you never had that power. He said, I'll give it to you. It's been there all the time. I remember one, this preacher said, this guy was saying, God, please, I need more power. Please, he was praying. He needed more power. And God said, I can't give you no more power. I already gave you all the power you need. It's inside of you. It's inside of me. But we got to know how to use it. God can't give us no more power. He gave you the Holy Spirit. You got all the power in the world. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of you and me. The same miracles that Jesus did, the same miracle the disciples did, we can do them too. But we got to believe and get connected to God. Amen. How many of you would like to do that? Amen. How many of you would like to get out today full of the Holy Spirit? And when you go and you pray for somebody, somebody that's lame, somebody that's blind, and wow, that would be so beautiful. I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen people blind. I've seen people paralyzed. I've seen people, and I prayed for a couple of them. And when that happens, you're like, oh, my God. It's not me. It's God. It is something so beautiful. Seeing a child born blind, and when they pray and the baby running because he's looking at the light and crying and all, like, wow, that's the Holy Spirit. He's still doing it. He still does it. But you don't see it as often like before. Why? Because the church is not connected. We as Christians got to connect. We got to be in one accord, and we got to be connected to God. We got to be connected to Jesus. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you cannot do nothing. When you break a connection with Jesus, little by little, you start drying. You see any branch, you can break a branch, and you go 2-3 days later, it's dry. The leaves are dead and everything. That's what happens to a lot of Christians. Where they're not connected to Jesus no more, they're dry Christians. And there's a lot of people out there that are thirsty. They're dying. They need a word. They need the power we have to help them break those barriers of drugs, alcohol, depression, whatever it is. We have the power in us. You think that God saved you just to come and sit down? No, he saved you so you can go out there. There's tons of people, millions of people waiting. They need help. And the church, what is the church doing? God said, I gave you all the power, everything. I gave you my Holy Spirit. I gave you the name of Jesus. I give you my angels and everything to follow you wherever you go. And you're still sitting down? Get up, church. Get up. That's what the Father's saying. Get up, church, and fight. There's a war going on. There's a spiritual war going on right now as we sit here. And God is saying the church got to get up and fight. Because a lot of people, you see a lot of, I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about the church in general. They just play church. They go and sit down and go and live their life. No. God didn't save you for that. He saved you to get you as a good soldier, and he wants you to go and fight. Go and fight for him. You don't need, you know, not for him, but we need to fight for the souls. There's a lot of souls out there getting lost every day. And how many are the people that you knew that God told you, talk to them. Talk to them. Tell them something. Believe me, it's an ugly feeling when they die and you know that you have the opportunity to tell them something, and you know where they're at, and you didn't do nothing. It happened to me once, and I had the guy's face. I can see him. I'm like, God. But because I was just growing up, I was a little Christian, and I was scared. I was scared to talk. And I said, I promise you, you can't bring him back to life, but I said, you use me. I'm never going to shut up no more. I'm going to witness to everybody. I'm going to tell when you tell me to tell somebody, I'll go tell them. But I was tormented. I can see he's in hell right now because I didn't tell him nothing. How many people are in hell right now? And you had the opportunity to tell them about Jesus. They're like, I work with him. He never told me about you, Jesus. I work. He was right there every day. He was my neighbor. What's going to happen when we get, you know, when everything's over, we're going to be in front of Jesus. You're going to see that your neighbor, your co-worker screaming down there. And you say, you could have told me. You never told me nothing. That's the church today. We as Christians got to get up and tell everybody about Jesus. Even if they say you're crazy. And yet, guess what? We are crazy for Jesus. Amen. We need to be crazy for Jesus. That's why people tell me, why you? Because sometimes I got to run. He said, why you act like that? I say, it's because I'm free and I'm crazy now. I used to do a lot of bad things for the devil. Why can't I do the same thing for Jesus, but good things? Amen? Good things. But like I said, we as Christians, we got to get this power in us. And it's already there. You have it inside of you. All you got to do is turn on the key. Amen? It's like, the car. Your car can be sitting right there. And it can take years, whatever, but if you don't turn it on, that power in there, it's not going to take you nowhere. And that's the way a lot of Christians are. They have so much power. We all got the same power in us. But we got to trust and believe that God can use you. Just tell you know what, God, today, just say, Holy Spirit, I want to be used. I want to witness to people. I want to pray for the sick. I want to see them get healed. I want to do this and that, and he'll do it for real, but he's just waiting for you. He's a gentleman. He's waiting for you. We got to tell him that you got to receive it. How many of you want to receive that today? I want to receive it. I need more of God for real. I need to connect more. I need to pray more. I need to read more. Because when we do all that, we're connecting every day with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. And then you can see, like today when I walk in here, I can feel the Holy Spirit. I feel like I was going to explode. I wanted to run. I'm like, whoa, I can feel him. He was already here. And he's already here, and he's telling you, you want to get full, my daughter? You want to get full, my son? I'm right here. All you got to do is ask me. And I will fill your cup to overflow, that wherever you go, people are going to feel it. It's beautiful when you walk somewhere and you're so full of God. Believe me, it happened to me one time. One of my friends that we bring people to God. We call them, we're our spiritual father, or whatever. But one of my friends was not going to church. And I'm like, what happened? I haven't seen him a couple of days. And I heard he went to one of my family members in Racine. Because I got family members that are lost, yeah. And I haven't seen him for 2 or 3 days. It was going to be the third day. Because he left like a Friday morning or Thursday night, whatever. And I was looking for him. And when I got out of that church that Sunday morning or the afternoon, I went and looked for him again. They told me, no, he's still over there. So I went over there. I didn't want to go because I used to hang around there. But I went in there. And I'll never forget, I went upstairs. As I walked in, it was a crack house. I walk in there. And God, my heart was broken. I said, I can't believe I used to party in houses like this. I walk in there, it was all full of cans, all dirty. And I asked, where's Javier? Where's he at? And he told me he's over there. But as I was walking through the hall, I can see the demons flying. Spiritually, I can see them flying. They were scared because they didn't see me. They see the Holy Spirit. They seen God. And I walk in and I said, what are you doing? You don't belong here. And I told him, go outside. But it was my niece's house. And I walked, and she's with my best friend. When I went to prison, they got together. And I walk in the room, their room, and oh, my God, my heart broke. The bed was on the floor. I mean, it was just a mattress, and it was real bad, real dirty, stinks and everything. And I told him, what's going on, brother? Why? You were never like that. He had a good job. He had everything. But he started smoking. Smoking that crack will destroy your life. Anyways, he said, I need to stop, and I can't stop. Look, I lost everything, my marriage, everything. I lost everything, my job. He said, please help me, brother. Please help me. So I grabbed my hand, and I kneel, and I prayed for both of them. Right there and then, I prayed for them. A month later, he gave his life to God. Amen. He gave his life to God, God has blessed him big times.
But anyways, and then my niece, she gave her life to God too, like a couple months. He said, I was just going to church because I knew he was going to give up, and I just to be with him. And no, she, God touched her too, amen. God, you know, we got to do this. Sometimes we got to get dirty. Sometimes we got to walk, go in places that we don't want to do it. But remember, you're not by yourself. The Holy Spirit goes with you. You see that person begging there or asking for money? Don't be afraid. Talk to them. Remember, you got the champion in you. Amen. You got Jesus. And whatever that man has, he's going to see what you have. And what you have is way bigger than whatever is tormenting that guy. And they need our help. We as a church need to give them a hand. He said, you know what? Get up. Get up. And walk. You know, that's what Jesus did to the paralyzed guys, huh? But I was thinking about that. We were all once paralyzed, but Jesus got us up. And God said, yeah, but there's still a lot of paralyzed Christians that don't want to get up. They got up and sat down, and they don't want to get up. But God is saying, today is the day. If you want that power, he said, today I want to fill you with that power. And I want you to preach wherever you go. Go and tell them about me. Don't be quiet no more. Tell them that I'm still the same God. I still do miracles. I still heal the sick. I still can heal depression, whatever it is, alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, I can heal it. But he said, how can they know if nobody tells them about it? We know about it, right? We know about it. And we got to go tell them. If not, one day we're going to give an account to God. So I don't want to give no account to God. And that's all I have, brothers and sisters. But you know what? We as a church really got to get this power going on. We got to start turn on that power right now. Turn on that power and you say, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm tired of sitting down. Come on. What you got for me? What you got for me? I'm ready. And believe me, if you do that, you'll do something for real. But it's up to you and me. Amen. How many really want to do that? Amen. I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. I want to do it for real. I want more. I want more. And I want more. I want more of God. I want more. I want to tell more people. I want to win more souls for the Lord. Because believe me, it's beautiful to come to church and sit down and, yeah, praise God or whatever. But when we go out there, we got to be the church too and tell people about God. Amen. Like I said, the only way you're going to do it is when you receive power to go witness in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and wherever you go. But we need to get refueled. Amen. If you're not, you've been refueled. I mean, if you've been filled already, but you need a refuel, today is the day. Amen. That's all I have. God bless you, brothers and sisters. And thank you for receiving the word. I know you guys received the word. Amen. God bless you.